Welcome to the Selah Show, where our goal is to pause and remember who God is and what His Word says about us. I'm your host, Trisha Mugo. Each day we'll take a big idea and let its truth sink into our hearts. The Selah Show is about pressing pause for a few minutes every day to let our minds marinate in truth, because we want the Word of God to richly dwell in us, not go in one ear and out the other. So today's big truth is the fatherhood of God. Now, relating to God as Father is actually pretty hard for a lot of us to grasp. It can take years, even a lifetime, to truly understand how God is a good Father. It's been something that I've struggled with in the past because of my relationship with my dad. I was actually raised by parents who were raised by single moms. So both of my parents had their fathers die when they were really young. So not understanding the fatherhood of God creates a hole in our understanding of God. Our key scripture is coming from Galatians 4:6. It says, "Now that we are His children, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, and His Spirit tells us that God is our Father." It's good, isn't it? May God give us eyes to see and ears to hear this verse. So you and I have a loving Father who puts so much thought and intention into the world that He's created. The Father has placed you at the exact time, at this exact place. You have a loving Father who does nothing by accident. In love, He orchestrates all things to work for our good. He is redeeming all things to Himself. When we were kids, we probably didn't appreciate all the good things our Father did for us. What kid does? Kids have such a limited vantage point, don't they? They only see from, they're short people, and they can only see from a short perspective. And what they do see, they often don't understand. I have kids, so I know. In the same way, God's children, that's you and I, often take God's parental guidance for granted. Our vantage points are limited. There's so much that we misunderstand. But that doesn't make our spiritual Father any less loving. God gives us eyes to see, and He heals our vision. So that's what He wants to do today. So we're just going to invite Him into this space. And Lord, please heal our hearts, heal our vision of Your fatherhood. Let us truly understand Your Father heart towards us. When I say Heavenly Father, some of you picture an old angry dude with a beard. But no, that couldn't be further from the truth. God isn't mad at us. All His wrath towards sin was satisfied on the cross in Jesus, with Jesus' death. And God's not distant either. Some of you guys picture someone who's far away, and others can't even picture a father at all. Maybe your father wasn't in the picture. If that's you, think of the father in the parable of the prodigal son. He waited with outstretched arms for his son to return home, even after his son had dishonored him and squandered his life and his inheritance. This father welcomed his child home with open arms. God wants to accept you and embrace you today. He's not distant. He's not far off. No, He's constantly at work and often behind the scenes, showing us His grace and mercy, not just showing us, showering us. We can't really escape His love, right? And some of the love He showers on us are common, what theologians call common graces. And the fact that we woke up this morning was grace. The fact that the earth is still spinning and revolving around the sun is grace. Even the fact that the seasons change, it's all because of grace. So love Himself is our Father, and He has signed His name across the skies every single morning and every single evening. Now imagine with me our Heavenly Father preparing all of these details for us. Ever felt the wind in your face on a hot day? That's a gift. If you've ever enjoyed a good meal, that's common grace from God, the fact that we can enjoy food. Everything in nature, everything that our eye sees when we look out the window, that's a gift from God. So for the sake of personalizing the fatherhood of God, I want you to see the sunrise and all of these gifts I've just mentioned as precious love mementos from God to you personally. If you have a friend or two, that's grace. Your Father in heaven ordered your steps so that you could meet that person. What about the ones that weren't so good? This too is a grace. If it reveals our own hearts or lets us see our need for God, it's grace. It's a gift from our heavenly daddy. In fact, laughter isn't just good medicine, and that's also a gift from God. You can probably keep thinking of some more, but lately I've been thinking about sleep. It seems like such a banal thing that we do each day, but sleep is actually a gift. Think about it when you're sick or depressed. Sleep is a gift. But as I woke up this morning, I was having this really vivid dream. I was embracing a loved one, and I just woke up with this incredible feeling of this lingering love and just unconditional love. And I'm convinced that even our dreams sometimes are gifts from God, because the Bible says that God is the giver of all good gifts. Okay, so speaking of the fatherhood of God, how do we know? If we have a father, how do we know that he loves us? It's not in their words, is it? We know talk is cheap. It's in their actions. Love serves. Love puts others' needs above its own. It sacrifices, doesn't it? And our Father forever proved his love for us in the death of his Son. If you find yourself doubting that God is a good father, think about the cross. We can see the love of our Father every single day if we can close our eyes and consider the cross. So let us pray. Abba, will you heal wounded hearts today? No earthly father could ever live up to you. So we've all seen less than a stellar example. So please redefine what fatherhood is for us. Show us your father heart. Open our eyes to see the good gifts you send our way, including the supreme gift of your Son. Attune our ears to your frequency and open our minds when we read your word. Abba, Father, we wait for you today. With faith and expectant hearts, we long to see you fully so that we can worship you rightly. Lord, we confess that we don't always appreciate all you do for us behind the scenes. Because our limited vantage point, we sometimes look for bigger displays of your love than the one you've already given us, the sacrifice of your Son. Show us just how big that is, and that because of it, you wait for us with outstretched arms. Knock down the walls in our hearts and heal us of the shame and condemnation that make us hold you at arm's length. Teach us to trust your Father heart for us. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for pressing pause in your day with me. Again, I'm Trisha Mugo. I would love to connect with you on Facebook or Instagram or on my website at trishamugo.com. Until next time.